'Twas in the market of sweet Strabane, her smiling countenance was so engaging, the hearts of young men she did trepan. Her killing glances bereaved my senses of peace and comfort both night and day. In my silent slumbers I start with wonders, O Moorlough Mary, will you come away to see my darling on a summer's morning, when Flora's fragrance bedecks the lawn, her neat deportment and manners courteous around her sporting the lamb and fawn. On her I ponder where'er I wander, and still grow fonder, sweet maid of thee. By thy matchless charms I am enamored, O Moorlough Mary, will you come away? Were I a man of great education and errands I'll at my own command, I'd lay my head on your snowy bosom, and in wedlock bands, love, we join our hands. I'd entertain you both night and morning, with robes I'd deck you both bright and gay. With jewels rare, love, I would adorn you, O Moorlough Mary, will you come away? On Moorlough's banks I'll never wander, where heifers graze on yon pleasant soil, where lambkins sporting, fair maids resorting, the timorous hare and blue heather bell, the thrush and blackbird all sing harmonious, their notes melodious on Lisky Brae, and the pretty small birds all join in chorus, O Moorlough Mary, will you come away? Farewell, my charming young Moorlough Mary, 10,000 times I bid you adieu. While life remains in my glowing bosom, I will never cease, love, to think of you. Now I'll away to some lonely valley, with tears bewailing both night and day. To some lonely arbor where none can hear me, since my Moorlough Mary will not come away.
Very good concept.
an experiment now, you know. Ye maidens of beauty, I must wane all forlorn. What do you reckon? Ye maidens of beauty, I must wane all forlorn. As I carelessly wandered far, far from my home, I am off by the moonlight at the break of the morning, and I'm found on the mountains of dark Inishon. I stray to a place that they call Sweet Clonmany, in search of a fair one whom I might adore, but a fair one to love me I could not find any. From mean door and bridge to the gap of my moor, though distance divide us and friends they all chide us, but sure I feel as happy as if I were at home. I will speak to the vision that bade me caress her, and the bosom that sang in dark Inishon. I am now sad and lonely since I left my own darling, to remind me of the dear spot I may never see more. I am off by the moonlight where salt seas are swelling, from Tullan's black rock to the gap of my moor. I am stationed here now in the county Fermanagh, and I left my own darling with her parents at home, and if ever I return, it will be to marry, and I'll wed my own darling in dark Inishon. Did you get that before?
No.
No. Oh God, I learned that from man in this glen. Ar a boys ochon, I am sad and lone, and my eyes with salt tears fill. For I'm bound today for Boston Bay in a steamship from Mobile. There's no relief, I'm blind with grief, and my pride has got to fall. For I'm leaving, darling, rushing to my girl from Donegal. For her eyes are like May morning skies, and the midnight in her hair. Her snow-white breast
love's cozy nest, and a face that's ever fair. When Erin's rose in beauty grows, the rarest rose of all is my tried and true Mórrachín Dhu, my girl from Donegal. Oh, it's hard on me, an Irish lad, for to leave the dear old soil. But my pick and spade are poorly paid, from the Shannon to the Foyle. I've travelled here and travelled there, my luck gone to the wall, since I left my darling Rusheen Dhu, my girl from Donegal. And away out west I'll work my best, until fortune's web is spun, and my eye is bright, my heart is light, and I got the dollars won. 'Tis then I'll trod my native sod, with ready cash at call, and I'll marry my true love Rusheen Dhu, my girl from Donegal. For her eyes are like May morning skies, and the midnight in her hair. Her snow-white breast, love's cozy nest, and a face that's ever fair. When Erin's rose in beauty grows, the rarest rose of all is my tried and true Mórrachín Dhu, my girl from Donegal.
You know,
oh, tonight in fancy come and take a trip across the sea, and meet your old companions in a place you long to be. For stamped upon our memory are the friends we used to know, and just tonight we'll revel in the thoughts of long ago. Down little lanes and meadows we will take a stroll once more, and meet the laughing boys and girls we met in days of yore. The rivers, woods, and moonlight nights have the same old charm still, and the minstrel on a summer's eve comes wandering o'er the hill. Oh, how oft we drove to yon green grove, our young hearts bright and gay, 'neath the golden rays of the setting sun, at the close of an Irish day. The music of the hills around re-echoed echoed clear and true, and it's down the path we'd wander 'neath the fragrant Irish dew. Oh, don't you recall, sweetheart of mine, the place where I met you? Like a rosy ball of happiness when love's young dream came true. The air was filled with love's sweet song when I promised to be thine, and you forever pledged your word that you would be always mine. Oh, I'll ne'er forget when we set sail to cross the ocean blue. We stood on deck and watched the mountains slowly fade from view. At the last glimpse of old Ireland, our hearts went up in prayer. Oh, God forbid we'd e'er forget our dear little isle so fair. Down by the green bushes of Bunny Wood Green, where me and my true love how oft times have been, as the days they rolled onward, how happy were we. Ah, but never she thought that a soldier I'd be. 'Twas early one morning, as the bands they did play, 'twas off to Kells Barracks I there made my way, to enlist in the army and fight for my king. And I bade my farewell to Bunny Wood Green. Our ship at Larne Harbour sat ready to sail, and mothers were weeping and sisters looked pale. They were singing and dancing, all happy and gay. Ah, but little they thought of the lads far away. 'Twas away out in Flanders, at the bank of the Rhine, they were talking of sweethearts they all left behind. When one Irish soldier says, I have a queen, and she works in John Ross's of Bunny Wood Green. 'Twas early one morning, while facing the foe, a shot from the enemy this young man laid low. He called for his comrades, his words they were plain. Say goodbye to my Nelly and Bunny Wood Green. So if ever to Ulster you chance for to stray, there's a neat little factory near Ballymacsblay, where there's weavers and winders all rosy and clean, and they all wear white aprons in Bunny Wood Green.
You were here listening before.
Oh, that's
right. Did you? I'm thinking that just because it's a wee bit rare, you know.
Right.
Won't hear it every day in the week, like.
Right.
high and low degree. Come gather near and lend an ear and listen unto me. Concerning Irish seamen bold, as you may understand, we sailed away with hearts quite gay for the banks of Newfoundland. On the second day of September, we sailed from Waterford Pier. Like jovial hardy seamen, we bravely sailed away. We spread our canvas to the gale, which was like a magic wand, and we sailed away with hearts quite gay for the banks of Newfoundland. But when we reached the western shore, a dreadful storm did rise. The raging sea began to swell, and lightning filled the skies. Our captain cried, "Brave sailor boys, your courage now command, for a dreadful storm is raging on the banks of Newfoundland." Our captain did his duty well, his courage did not fail, but the loss of hardy seamen with tears he did bewail. Being swept from off the deck, brave boys, for on they could not stand. They were lashed by driving wind-swept hail on the banks of Newfoundland. It was a dreadful sight to see when morning did appear. With dead and dying, 'twas hard to believe there was no assistance near. Their bodies now are lying, washed by every strand. No Christian hand to bury them on the banks of Newfoundland. If I were king of Ireland and all things at my will, I'd roam for recreation, more comforts to find still. But the comfort that I seek the most, as you may understand, is to win the heart of Martha, the flower of sweet Strabane. Her cheeks are like the blooming rose, her hair a lovely brown, and o'er her lily white shoulders it carelessly hangs down. She's one of the finest creatures of the whole Milesian clan, and my heart is captivated by the flower of sweet Strabane. I wish I had my darling away in nation, or in some lonely valley in the wild woods of Tyrone, I do my whole endeavor, and I'd work the newest plan for to win my prize and feast my eyes on the flower of sweet Strabane. And since I cannot win your love, no joy there is for me. I'll go and seek forgetfulness in a land beyond the sea. My ship is bound for Liverpool, right by the Isle of Man. So farewell, my lovely Martha, fair flower of sweet Strabane. Ye ladies and ye gentlemen, pray lend to me an ear, till I locate the residence of a sweet young charmer fair. The curling of her yellow locks that stole my heart away, and her place of habitation was down by Logie Bay. Being on a summer's evening, this little place I found. I met her aged father, who did my soul confound, saying, if you tempt my daughter, I'll send her far away, and she never will return again while you're in Logie Bay. 'Twas on the very next morning he went to St. John Town and bought for her a passage on a vessel outward bound. He robbed me of my heart's delight and sent her far away, and he left me here downhearted for the Star of Logie Bay. So now I'll go a-roaming, I can no longer stay. I'll search the wide world over in every country. I'll search in vain through France and Spain, likewise America, till I will find my heart's delight, the Star of Logie Bay. There you have it. In a lonely mountain valley, in the mountains of Tyrone, lies one of Ireland's hallowed spots, neglected and forlorn. And few who write historic tales or wield the poet's pen can say with pride they knelt beside the mass rock in the glen. Our priests like wolves were hunted down. Oh Lord, 'twas surely hard that from the right to worship thee thy children were debarred. But still thy proudly bore thy cross, these simple mountain men were proud to share thy Calvary by the mass rock in the glen. No more on Corradina Hill the sentinel stands on guard. Our ancient foe, the hated Yoe, are gone to their reward. And ye who worship God in peace may bless the fearless men who held the faith for Ireland by the mass rock in the glen. God bless the glens of Ireland, each rock and mountain pass. 'Twas these same glens that under God preserved for us the mass. And if the time should come again when Ireland calls for men, she will not find them wanting by the mass rock in the glen. She will not find them wanting by the mass rock in the glen. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit ye down upon my knee. Come tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. I'm so in love, I can't deny it. My heart lies smothered in my breast, but 'tis not for you to let the world know it. A troubled mind can know no rest. I put my head to a cask of brandy. It was my fancy, I do declare, for when I'm drinking, I am thinking and wishing Peggy Gordon were here. I wish I was away in Ingo, far across the briny sea, sailing o'er the deepest ocean, where love nor care never bothered me. I wish I was in some lonely valley where womankind cannot be found and the pretty small birds all change their voices, and every moment a different sound. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit ye down upon my knee, come tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by Lagrimenta angelis ahidenamo kangon tu sinike skamin tu sanlo o bimshe Kelche is my wooing heart. Is that she should miss you? Exclude your Neil Farren, Neil Chisain, Neil Finter. Neil Flacher, Mukhajaft, Neil Seen, Oslo, Afek Shirol, and Niske, Golminix and Law, is Baiske, is Fire. Mon abye fair bar. Da weinche kadainish norekeran choron. Sasani dolepin, mor dolepin shambrog. Tre chrekev. Tre altiv is glant and due coy, agus siud mar avregin mogrimen jasob.
golden sun is setting far beyond the ocean blue. The silvery moon is rising o'er the glittering mountain view. I often think of Ireland and my friends so far away, and the bonny hills of Clonard on the banks of Mulroy Bay. I often see my mother sitting by her cottage door, my sisters and my brothers as they wander on the shore. On a lovely summer's evening in that dear land far away, and the fishing boats still anchored on the banks of Mulroy Bay. I may never see my Mary or the place where I was born. I may never see the reapers mow down that yellow corn. Still I think of dear our Clonard, where I sported life so gay, with the boys from Ballyhilly on the banks of Mulroy Bay. I am a lonely exile now, far from my native home, a poor forlorn stranger, this wide world I must roam. Still I ne'er forget old Ireland and that morning dark and grey, when I bade farewell to Mary on the banks of Mulroy Bay.
Old Miss Mary is own darling fairy, and I know in my heart he's the one boy for me. He's worth the king's ransom, he's big and he's handsome, by Terry McCushlamacree. He's happy and gay, he's as light as a ray, and his voice is like music as sweet as can be. At Killy or Fesher, there's none to compare with my Terry McCushlamacree. I'll never forget him, the first time I met him, I raced through, he danced through the gay reel with me. I fancied a spell of how quickly I fell deep in love with my McCushlamacree. And there at the gaily, where we danced so gaily, he asked if his darling forever I'd be. And coyly I said to the boy I shall wed, my own Terry McCushlamacree. One day in the spring, when the birds sweetly sing, to the church we will go, and united we'll be. The day will be fine, and the bright sun will shine on my Terry McCushlamacree. I know I shall thrill when I answer I will, and you see my eyes dance like the sun on the sea. From Dingle to Derry, there's no one like Terry, my Terry McCushlamacree.
Very good.
Good.
I went down a shady lane, on a door I chanced to knock. Have you any pots or kettles, ma'am, with rusty holes to block? Well, indeed I have, don't you know I have, to me rightful little laddie, well, indeed I have. The missus came out to the door and asked me to come in, saying, you're welcome, jolly tinker, and I hope you brought your tin. Well, indeed I did, don't you know I did, to me rightful little laddie, well, indeed I did. She led me through the kitchen, and she took me through the hall, and the servants cried, the devil has he come to block us all. Oh, well, indeed I have, don't you know I have, to me rightful little laddie, well, indeed I have. She took me up the stairs, me lads, to show me what to do, and she fell on the feather bed, and I fell on it too. Well, indeed I did, don't you know I did, to me rightful little laddie, well, indeed I did. She then picked up the frying pan, and she began to knock, to let the servants know, me lads, that I was at me work. Oh, well, indeed I was, don't you know I was, to me rightful little laddie, well, indeed I was. Put her hand into her pocket, and she pulled a £20, saying, take this, me jolly tinker, and we'll have another round. Well, indeed we will, don't you know we will, to me rightful little laddie, well, indeed we will. Now I've been a jolly tinker these 40 years or more, but devil a finer job than that I never did before. Ah, well, indeed I didn't, don't you know I didn't, to me rightful little laddie, well, indeed I didn't. In 1916, the forces of the Crown, for to capture Orange, White and Green, bombarded Dublin town. But in 21, Britannia's sons began to end their day, when the black anthems like lightning ran from the rifles of the IRA. They won their way through Munster, left Leinster all a wreck, through Connacht and through Ulster, masked men in brown and black. They cut down wives and children in their own unholy way, but the black anthems like lightning ran from the rifles of the IRA. They hanged young Kevin Ballyhigh, a lad of 18 years. Cork City flares lit up the sky, but the brave boys knew no fear. Then the Cork Brigade with hand grenades in ambush waiting lay. Then the black anthems like lightning ran from the rifles of the IRA. Then the tents were taken out and shot by a brave and fearless few. Sean Tracy, Dinny Lacy, and Tom Berry's fearless crew. No, we're not free yet, but we won't forget until our dying day. Oh, the black anthems like lightning ran from the rifles of the IRA.
Very good.
Why you in Chin Marais? Chin Marais, I'm arguing you, Fanagan, and Chin Aston Carrick. Bag as you did from Kisterat, the Ravine Quarterly Stehens and Taru, and Myla were in Gaelic Lunchton, kind of digging Galora for you.
No, Myla for Kinter.
Myla for. I guess Kinter were in the Starlet Hen, but Shinkin and the Warren in the Starlet Hen.
Shan.
So be you good to Francie Jarag?
I should go well. The Shan was a ghoul.
She was a ghoul.
I mean, Shan wasn't just on Muller's side.
Muller's to Hen and Nigel?
You will know.
You will know. Shan, not what you cost a little.
Wait a minute. Pre board Amawad.
See you. I guess a rally should have caught you into Fantishan, pre board.
And caught you into. To ban the Justin Choi in the school site.
Ban the Chinese?
Sure.
See you.
Ban the peep.
Ban the peep. It's all your cat.
And why?
Did the call call the master reach in the tea tavern? You guess the.
Corridor.
I'm in the coaching in Tarni and trying to get your anniversary, kin down to Anla and a kin down to Anla. It's in Wallace or the Jenna, Francie?
Well, she will be the Sutabala.
The Sutabala Moore.
Yeah.
It's in Paris, Mohani to Henner, Tarter, Kilkata, Lister of the Ansi. And we did a stock org.
Kish, why? The Van Clayshire and you listen to Pice Yog and Josh in you. Because you missed the Cree, you will say.
The Gita.
Yeah. We're not even having any mission.
We shall on natural in the past year.
Well, we shall on, can't you? We should go on galore.
We should go on.
And you, it's a flu, sir.
This is the league, this is the league, Tarin Chatter World.
And you're in,
you see that. I guess one of the Mai, you're the one Celtic and with the Sawak, the young man.
Can't
you, sir? We're in Gaelic, you're going to say
it, Francis. You're more than being illegal. And you're from the Merlo.
You're from the Merlo,
we'll say.
A road man were in Gaelic from Tivisha, no.
We can't. We can't.
Not the German if you can.
Well, clerk to be him.
The clerk to be him.
Clerk to be.
Well, shouldn't Coru then question or Coru for the child to West, because Chester to West, the hint to see a tavern, because the hint to be Naku, because Charlotte.
Yeah.
So they call it all.
Call Warren Baguai.
Warren Baguai. Charlotte, the he, Francine, or the Hassu?
I'm the he.
The he. So my job to hear a common Sarah of the year.
That's common.
You might not go send that to get big. And kids were any holidays to do?
And Drummond Dun Gilish.
Drummond Dun Gilish. Kirkel Orso, Francie O'Byrne and his skill fatter, Gasegal Hall and Drummond Dun Gilish doing. So my scene shot at Davernia and Piper's West, could you that half a year woman to Yug Park, then Machanic is Jerome Clark, Gaskalora come on Lord, Log of Foil. Is Jamie the Francie, you go send Drummond Dun Gilish.
Agraman dan gilish ahiden mo kangon tu sanise kamin tu sanlo o bimshe van kelche is ma wu
Sir Job and Chin then Drummond Drum Jesus. Who are Dolan Tushina Francis?
I've been
lower in church. Well, that's lower in church. Yes, a couple of Lowland and Chugin. There was a rash of Jora at Chugin. So, I'm in Chog, Cree Lewis Tavernier and Piper's West, Gilcata, Tavernier Gullant and Shaw Tavernier, then Shan Jenu, I guess, Jim Corton, Shan the Wakama Siege, Tavernier and Nettleby, and Shan Vella Percy, Jersey, I guess, Edic Shoro, Mahabala, I guess, the old bog road is on the Amerla, I guess, Shinan Bala, Amagadina.